This is Wade Brathke with the Chief Organizer's Report on hard changes coming to France. The day began ominously when I woke up at 2.05 a.m. for my 2.45 a.m. ride to the 3.17 a.m. train to Budapest. After taking a shower, I realized that in the dark, I had misread the time, and it was now 12.20 a.m., not 2.20 a.m. It was going to be a long day. The 3.17 a.m. to Budapest was a workers' milk run to the city. Tired men and women would slump into their seats and then immediately doze off in a practiced part of their routine. The train hit Budapest 4 minutes late, and I knew I only had 8 minutes in to find the ticket machine, get a ticket, find bus 200E, and make it to the airport for my 6.25 a.m. flight where I could doze off in my practice routine. And then on to Paris, with the election of the Macron government and his new party Marche, which has disrupted French politics, hard changes were projected with hard fights in the future to see whether he would succeed or with the resistance. The first change I noticed, though, was the McDonald's in the guts of Terminal 1 at Charles de Gaulle Airport. Of course, it was huge, that was predictable, but it was also all automatic. Orders had to be placed on an eye-level Robotron machine where you picked through your selection to go or in-house, card or cash, and then went to a counter to pay and pick up or not. Where you would think automation would mean less workers, I'd never seen so many. There were people to help you learn the machine. If you were eating there, a worker brought your order to your table. Yes, to your table. Everywhere we looked, there were staff people by the dozens. Our affiliates in France have been working on a McDonald's organizing campaign and the fight for higher wages and workers' voice there, as well as the opposing use of GMOs, which are largely vilified in France. I noted all of this with interest, mentally tabulating the contradictions. Meeting later in the afternoon with several union and community organizers, there seemed to be a feeling that the constant assault on long-established labor rights that had endured in France for generations against almost constant attack were in real danger from the new government. Though Macron had run on a merging of left and right policy positions and had formerly been a minister in the ruling Socialist Party before resigning to pave his own path, there seemed nothing moderate in his proposals for amending labor rights. The rigid and exacting labor rules that make it difficult to displace workers in an arbitrary fashion have long been targeted by business interests. Labor unions are girding for the fight, of course, particularly the CGT, which has militantly drawn the line in the past, even though a competing workers' federation has been trying to play a more accommodating role with the new government. All other businesses, including new organizing, seem to have been pushed aside for the coming struggle. Nonetheless, even if labor's efforts were heroic, my friends seemed to feel success would be defined in how much was saved compared to how much would be lost, and measuring the level of the defeat rather than optimistically predicting a victory. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.